Defamation Nation. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. Attorneys for Nicholas Sandman are now suing the Washington Post for defamation, demanding $250 million because it posted that video showing Sandman in his red Trump hat in a face-off with a Native American drummer at the Lincoln Memorial last month. That video made it look like a smug white kid was disrespecting a person of color, until other videos came out showing that, if anything, it was the other way around. But the Post was far from alone. A Breitbart reporter assembled an impressive list of the online dominoes that spread the video before it got to the Washington Post. The video went from Instagram to Reddit to Twitter to YouTube, was reposted by an activist clothing company. It was reposted by a Libyan American in Qatar. But here's the critical factor. At every stage, thousands of ordinary folks were liking it and retweeting it before the Post jumped in. Of course, newspapers should set a higher standard than ordinary folks, except the moment you retweet or repost, you're not ordinary folks. You're a publisher. The Post has the deep pockets. That's why it's being sued. But if the Post is guilty of carelessly spreading this particular story, then so are the thousands of so-called ordinary folks who did and still do the exact same thing again and again, day after day.